History is made up of stories. But what if we don't know the whole story?
Coming this season on Backstory. The unsung pioneers of black baseball who paved the way for Jackie Robinson. And
we look at our country's first war on terror. And the terrorists, they weren't from another country.
There were no forensics or DNA or anything like that.
Hidden Doors, a secret society. Wait till you see where we went for this backstory. Somebody's got to be having a party in there.
The surprising alliance that helped propel Lincoln to power. Three Chicago tales of betrayal, jealousy, and the murder of a beloved mayor. And Larry heads west to uncover a border town with an underground secret.
New true tales, new backstory.
All right, WGN TV's Larry Potash is about to debut the sixth season of Backstory tomorrow night at 10:30 on WGN Channel 9 with Encore Sundays at 11 p.m. And Larry joins us tonight. Larry, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, Dave. How's it going?
You know, it's, well, I mean, it's the question to ask everybody these days.
Right.
Hey, how are you doing in all this?
Yeah.
You know, outside of showing up, of course, for the morning news, like you're a guy that has gone to work just about every single day.
Yeah.
How are you keeping busy at home? Like, you got family, kids, like, what are you doing to entertain yourself?
Yeah, well, you know, I used to play basketball with a bunch of other old guys, and, you know, can't do that. So I've been going on really long bike rides, and it's, you know, you find a way to make it all work, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I've
been just drinking. That's all I've been doing, just drinking. And well, I gotta tell you, I'm telling you, that's gonna be the thing. I think we're gonna have people that are either taking really good care of themselves or the complete opposite direction. I'm thinking, right? Drinking, overweight, divorce, like, oh gosh, like, you know, you just got to keep the train on the track for a little while longer.
Right. Yeah.
Are your kids all e-learning? Is that
I have one e-learning and I have one that's actually in class, but both are struggles for different reasons. You know, it's nothing's easy, but again, as much as people complain about this, you think about what our grandfathers and great grandfathers did during World War II and foxholes and people, you know, it's like, it's nothing. It's a joke. It's like, oh my gosh, I got to stay in my house and watch my giant HD TV. You know, it's like, that's the big sacrifice.
Yeah.
And wear a mask.
And that's exactly right. Well, you know, and for me, I got, my oldest is e-learning, sophomore at a school, the Art Institute. I've got a high school freshman up by you. And she's in hybrid, and then I got an 8-year-old who's 100% in the classroom. What I don't understand, and I know you see this and you're talking about it and you're reporting on it every day, is why is every town, community, city so different? Why can't anyone agree on doing this, or do we just all don't know when we're taking our best shot here?
Well, it's, you know, it's different different geography and different population density and different political mindsets of various communities all want to approach it a different way. Sometimes it needs to be a different way. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a learning experience for this country. You saw how some of the Asian countries, they had already had a much worse experience with SARS. And so when this came around, they shut things down.
Yeah,
right away. They did not mess around. And this is, it's just such a different culture. You know, we've always valued independence, you know, almost to a fault. And so it's just a tougher way to go in this country to get people to say, you must wear a mask, and people go crazy. But I think the next time around, hopefully, this will teach us our lesson that we can knock this thing out in a couple of months if we just wear the darn mask.
Yeah. You know, my grandfather was a World War II vet. I'm going to use that now. Yeah. I like that.
But
I like that. But my 8-year-old says to me the other day, he says, you know, Dad, when this happened to you, I'm like, oh, buddy, this hasn't happened to anybody. You know, country. That's the hard thing to explain. But have you at least taken advantage of the opportunity to, like, torture your kids with good 80s music or some movies or something? Like, have you pulled anything out in the last 6 months to go, come on in here and watch what Dad used to watch. Come on, let's go, kids.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We have dragged out some 80s shows that we thought were hysterical. And then when we watch them, we think, not as funny as I remember when I was... Right?
Yeah, no.
You know?
Yeah.
Back to the Future holds up for them and E.T., but very little else does.
Yeah. With my oldest, we watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and
Oh my gosh.
I know, right? And it's got, I'm listening to the music. I'm like, oh, great music. And then content, I mean, it's few and far between. And we're actually watching, my 8-year-old and I, we're watching Happy Days because it's on TV. And we watched the first few seasons and I thought, oh, you know what? This was pretty good. And then Chachi ruined everything.
Chachi ruined everything. It went downhill fast. The beginning was must-see TV. And Fast Times, I will say, I'm not saying it's necessarily hilarious, but it does really do a good job of capturing the 80s at that point in time.
That moment. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Well, as you can tell, as I'm watching Happy Days and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, there's hunger for new content out there, and you're delivering just that with this new season of A Backstory. Tell folks who may not have seen it yet or familiarize themselves what you've created here.
It's essentially mini documentaries, like 10 minutes long, about different periods of history, chapters that you sort of think you know, like Valley Forge, that we learned in high school but we've forgotten, or what we learned isn't quite accurate. And so we cover everything, though, from the Revolutionary War to the Salem witch trials to Robin Williams, Scientology, the Rolling Stones. It's a little bit of everything and anything. And in a time when you've got, you've got protests in the streets and you've got COVID, and we just, I think it's good timing in the sense that it's a break from news. People need a break from that. So when I approach these stories, I don't approach it as, oh, this is how I do it if I was doing a little story on the news. We approach it more cinematically and try to just kind of go deeper than the basics and try to tell a story, because no matter how the technology changes in our business, you still have to know how to tell a story.
Absolutely. And I love the time frame that this airs, because it's on a nice Saturday night, Sunday night. And it's intriguing. I mean, just the way you produce it and the music and everything else, it makes me want to stop and get more. And then there's another story. Now I'm going to wait for that story to happen. And I think that's where, I've had enough Forensic Files, so I know how my wife's going to eventually kill me. But I think these shows are awesome. And you talked about a couple of different stories that you hit over each season, but you always do some Chicago connections, and then you expand it quite a bit.
Yeah, this first episode, Saturday night at 10:30, we do a piece on the Negro Leagues, where there's an effort to save one of the remaining few stadiums in the country where these Negro League players played. And it's one of those things that you think, what do we need this for? Let's tear it down. And then 80 years goes by and think, boy, I wish we still had that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so they're trying to save that. And then there's another guy, an anesthesiologist in the suburbs, who's going around erecting grave markers for Negro League players after he finds out where they're buried, because some of these guys, they don't even know where they're buried.
Wow.
And so he's got to do a little bit of sleuthing. So people know that the Negro Leagues existed, but these are sort of getting into the other stories that maybe you don't know. We had a piece on these mysterious tunnels on the Mexican border that there are some clues as to what they were, what they were connected to. One of three groups of persecuted people in that time frame, turn of the century. So it's not all about Chicago. We do travel around the country.
Those tunnels, can they still be accessible? Or can you still get through them?
Oh yeah, the tunnels exist below this house, and they used to go out to other places in the city, but they've been bricked up, and so they haven't dug them up yet. So.
Gotcha, gotcha. And what else you got planned for the season?
You know, we do, aside from the traditional history, like I mentioned the Salem witch trials and Valley Forge, we do a conceptual piece once in a while. And we did one on comedy, because and you've noticed this, nobody can take a joke. A lot of comedians will not go to college campuses because everybody's offended.
Yeah.
Everybody's offended by everything,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, right, yeah.
Right. And can you imagine, watching All in the Family today? And so we kind of bring that back and say, hey, what the heck's going on? Why is this? And we kind of tell that story a little bit through Lenny Bruce, who, he's kind of even old for us, but, he kind of got a lot of that started. And, All in the Family, they said things that people would lose their minds today, and that got Super Bowl ratings, today's Super Bowl ratings, every week.
Yeah. Right. No, you're not kidding. And I actually was flipping around on one of the sub-channels, and my 19-year-old was there, and he's maybe seen an episode or two sometime on reruns. But we're watching it, and it is the relevancy, though, of the conversation of the protests and the political division and all that other stuff. He's like, I what channel did this air on? I'm like, well, CBS. He's like, he was on a regular TV channel? Yeah, this was the show that everybody watched. pretty wild. Now, you also do a podcast, but now you're doing something a little different. You're doing some content, some fresh content just for the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we turn these pieces into a podcast after they air on TV, but I just recently, because we were on lockdown because of COVID, so just to kind of ramp things up a little bit and give something fresh, I did some backstory shorts, so like 2-minute history lessons on various characters throughout history. So if you like that thing and you have 2 spare minutes while you're waiting in the doctor's office, it's a great little story. And for those older viewers, listeners like us who remember Paul Harvey, that's kind of the approach I've always taken in some of these. I remember listening to that with my dad on his way to work. And so those are always a lot of fun to listen to.
Now, between all these seasons and the new season, how many episodes have you racked up here so far? What will this be?
So this will be 24 episodes total, and I'm in the process of shooting 4 more shows for the springtime, and I may have enough for 8 more shows. So we'll see. You're doing a lot of fun stuff, a little bit of everything, which keeps it fun and exciting.
Syndication, movie stars, big money—it's coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You forgot where we work. Actually, you know what? The new NextStar News Nation, I think, is running one of our new pieces coming up this weekend. So that'd be nice to get some national exposure. So that'd be cool.
Very, very cool. Well, again, the new season of Backstory begins tomorrow, Saturday nights at 10:30 on WGN TV. And, of course, you can get encore presentations on Sundays at 11. Larry, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. You too. All right. Bye-bye. Top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next on 720 WGN.